You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the Fantasy Executive and the Birthday Boy, Corey Parson, the King, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, first and foremost, happy birthday, Corey.
Happy birthday. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Proud to be here with you guys. Another year of the Roto Experts in the Morning, the most controversial show in the industry. So let's get it done.
King!
Last year, this time, I wasn't on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Not yet.
No, you're right. Close. Not yet. I was getting there.
Neither was I.
No, hey, how about that? You feel what I'm saying?
Half of us were.
Yep, the two of you guys
now
were.
Now it's complete.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, we're back together again. You know what I'm saying? That son of a gun. You know what I mean? He mad now, though. He be listening all the time. You walk past his desk, he be like, oh, turn this off. Excuse me. How's everybody doing?
Good morning. Happy birthday, Corey. And, let's get it done with the waivers and the trades.
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Thank you, sir.
To see the Kings feeling better.
Kings feeling great.
All is good in the world.
It is a good morning. The big story, of course, from yesterday was the trade of Adrian Peterson over from New Orleans to Arizona. Corey, we are seeing on waiver wires that have gone through on Tuesday night, people that need him are going out and getting him.
I don't buy it. So what are they looking for?
Let me explain.
Uh-huh.
So the team in my league that went out and out of a $100 budget spent $38 on Adrian Peterson. The second highest bid was $13, and that was the only other bid. The reason he did it was because he has Ezekiel Elliott on a bye. His only other running back on his team is Wendell Smallwood. He did not have a running back to start, so he went after Adrian Peterson, who's already been listed number one on the depth chart in Arizona. Chris Johnson's been cut.
Number one on the depth chart. Number zero in your heart.
Somebody paid, Corey, somebody paid $65 for Adrian Peterson.
I don't get it. What do people think Adrian Peterson is going to bring to them? What is he going to do? Running behind the worst offensive line in football. You know what I'm saying? A team that's dedicated to passing the ball, that he's not really going to be in positive game script. The style of play don't fit him. I can't get it. He's a relic. He's a running back from a bygone era. I'm not doing it.
It's like I was saying, you know, Matt was saying that he's not getting a lot of carries. I'm saying, well, when you watch him run, you can see why he doesn't get a lot of carries. He doesn't run with any authority anymore. He's still got some vision. He's got a little bit of quickness, but he's very, very pedestrian. Only somebody used in that situation where if you're desperate on a bye week. I did my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com yesterday. I have him ranked at number 40 at running back.
He's only in the game in running situations, so he's a one-down back. He's going to be in the game on first down. That's it.
Yeah, you're hoping for a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. You're hoping for a touchdown.
He's going to be 1 yard. It's going to be second and nine.
Yep. And then he got to leave.
He couldn't run in New Orleans behind a good line. Imagine him behind a bad line in Arizona. We take a break, get some headlines, and some more cool players that Corey nailed and missed. Next on the Red Rush for this morning.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
So yesterday wasn't a major headline day. Tuesdays really are because there's no practices, so it's kind of just stuff that leaks out.
Yeah.
So I did want to go through a couple of those quickly here with you. Sam Bradford, not literally, he didn't re-aggravate anything. He didn't get a new injury. It's just that he's not healthy. And we kind of seen that, saw that coming. So I asked a question 2 weeks ago. I'm going to ask you again, and I'll throw it to Matt first. Who do you think we see on the field first for Minnesota? Next, Sam Bradford or Teddy Bridgewater?
I'm going to say Teddy Bridgewater. I think Bradford is really... I think he's kind of done right now. I mean, that he looked like a guy that wasn't healthy, was kind of scared. And I don't mean it in a bad way. He was just... He knew he wasn't healthy. So he was playing with a little bit of fear. He wasn't confident out there. He was looking to go down immediately.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate.
As Matt's been saying all along, and the report came out the other day, that, you know, it's related to his past knee injuries. So they're going to see, you know, can they get Bridgewater cleared here? But, you know, Case Keenum has proved to be adequate. So I think you're going to see him for a while.
Yeah, I think so, too. Speaking of injuries, Corey, Sterling Shepard is in a walking boot. It's the same ankle he injured this summer. Cost him a few days, cost him a preseason game. He was fine after about a week or so. We could see he's not going to play Sunday, I doubt, but he could be back as soon as next week.
Yeah, I wish he was able to play Sunday. I need him in a couple spots. The play, listen, him and Randall Cobb were going in the same area of drafts, and I, full disclosure, I was on Sterling Shepard, too. He was going way, so Sterling Shepard was going in the 10th round, and now he's the number one wide receiver on a team that can't run the football. Sterling Shepard, the rest of the way, yeah, I would try to buy it. I know, listen, the offense is not going to be great, but he is the number one target in the passing game. My best team that I have so far this year, Sterling Shepard is on that team, and I'm happy to have him.
Yeah, some people might cut him, too.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, watch waiver wires.
Watch on that. Watch waiver wires.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, CJ Procise, another one coming, has an injury. There's a bye week this week. He's fully expected to return after the bye week. And we talked a little bit about CJ Procise on yesterday's show.
So he probably won't play in week 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they have to take a shot on him.
I agree.
I don't think he's too talented.
I don't really like anybody in that backfield. So if you're in a PPR league, hey, maybe he's not going to last like Scott says. That's very possible. But I do think there's upside.
Yeah, I'm not recommending taking a shot on Procise. I think, you know, that role could actually be split with McKissick when he comes back. Procise, you don't feel confident putting in your lineup because even if he is healthy, he's totally boom or bust. Spend your money elsewhere.
All right, so fair enough. No love there for CJ Procise from the Seahawk fan over there. Rob Gronkowski returned to practice here this week. Didn't play on Thursday. There was a report that if he played Sunday, he would have been good to go. He got an extra day's rest here. He'll be fine. Gronk expected to play. Devin Funchess, Corey, once again sat out practice yesterday. The fake sat out practice on Monday didn't count because he didn't really practice. Yesterday he did. He didn't practice. There was no concern, according to Roto World's report about it, of his availability. But he didn't practice Tuesday. They play it 2 days later. There's concern for me.
Here's the thing. In my Staten Island League, we have Cam, Dak, and Deshaun Watson. So... obviously, Dak's on the bottom. So the question was, my partner asked me, who do you want to go with? I said, let's go with Watson, because Cam plays on a Thursday night. I hate Thursday night football. I know that secondary is weak there, but he's playing the Browns.
Well, they home. That game's home. That game is in Carolina or Philadelphia.
I think Carolina's home.
Okay.
I just, having the Thursday night, I figure the safer play is waiting for Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Can I ask you why? So it's like, what's the difference that they play? To play against the Eagles, you could tear that secondary up on Tuesday.
You could, but I just don't like Thursday games. Except for that San Francisco Rams game, it's really been awful football.
The Cams look good, though, too. And like, is Funchess his number one guy over Benjamin right now?
Yeah, no, he is. Right now.
And looking at the player card on rotoexperts.com, inside injuries... says injury risk elevated
for who?
For Funchess. Health performance factor right now 71% out of 100.
So when it comes down to Devin Funchess, I want to play a little either or with him. Either or with Devin Funchess.
This is not fun.
This is going to be interesting.
This is not going to be fun.
All right, let's start at the top. Devin Funchess or Will Fuller? It's the two guys the last 2 weeks. Devin Funchess. They've been at the top of waiver wires. Devin Funchess or Will Fuller?
Devin Funchess.
Okay.
Devin Funchess is going to be more consistent.
Okay. Let's go with another player that Corey got incorrect thus far this year. Devin Funchess or Deshaun Jackson?
Devin Funchess easily.
When you talk about consistency,
you never talk about Deshaun Jackson.
I guess I'm going to have to say Funchess, but I, honestly, DeSean Jackson has been getting looked at. They just haven't connected on these deep plays. He's been open. Like, he was wide open against Patriots. He had another touchdown. And this has happened pretty much consistently every week where Jameis has missed him deep.
Okay. Corey?
I'm going to go with DeSean Jackson.
You go with DeSean
Jackson. I think they get it together. I think that the playmaking ability, the chemistry will develop, and I think we're going to see more of DeSean Jackson. Obviously, he's going to be taking deep shots down the field with him, but I think we look at the yards per catch and what he can bring to the table, and then what he does after the catch. I'm gonna go DeSean Jackson. It's very close.
Yeah, I think it's very close as well.
That's not close for me.
Yeah, it's close. It's close for me. I'm going to go with Funchess, though. Okay. I'm going to go with Devin Funchess. All right. Devin Funchess or Jerron Brown?
Devin Funchess.
Devin Funchess. Unquestionably.
That one to me is not close. Cause
yep. Okay.
There's just too many number twos. In
fine.
There.
Number twos.
Devin Funchess or Jamison Crowder, Corey?
This is starting. I think this might be a season loss.
She's going Funchess.
I'm going Funchess.
Yeah, well, I didn't compare him. I might say Curtis Samuel or Jameson Crowder instead.
Don't do that, Scott.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I really want to say Crowder. I really want to say I'm buying Crowder. But right now, with the targets, it's no Olsen. He really is the number one right now. So I've got to say Funchess.
You say he's really the number one right now. So I ask you, Devin Funchess or Kelvin Benjamin?
I'm really not the biggest Kelvin Benjamin guy.
Okay.
So right now I'm going to say Funchess.
Funchess.
I think Funchess will be more consistent, dependable in terms of catching passes week to week. I'm going to say Funchess.
Funchess.
I have Benjamin 5 spots behind him in my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com right now.
Benjamin.
How come you go Benjamin? You're the only one at the table.
Better talent.
Okay.
Better talent. He's more talented than a player. More talented player, better rapport with Cam already. He's kind of been there, you know. I would go Benjamin over him. I'm not a Benjamin guy. I don't want him nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I just think if the offense is going to be hitting, it's going to hit with, you know. Funchess is getting it done. Don't get me wrong, but it hits with Kelvin Benjamin.
It kind of seems to me the reason I'm going Funchess is he's kind of, except for with Ed Dixon catching those 4 passes when nobody was around him, whatever. He's kind of taking that Greg Olsen role. Like, he is Cam's safety blanket. He's going to get the targets. So,
done more than that, too. You know, it's to me, Benjamin may be more talented, but I don't think talent always wins out necessarily.
Okay. So you'll go with Funchess for that one. Devin Funchess or Jermaine Kearse?
Devin Funchess.
Devin Funchess.
More consistent. Devin Funchess.
Devin Funchess or Rashard Matthews?
I'm going Devin Funchess. I think if Corey Davis gets back on that field, I'm really hoping Corey Davis pops at some point. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Odell going down, it's not even want anymore.
Now it's need.
Devin Funchess is this year's Rashard Matthews.
That's an excellent.
That's a good one.
Excellent analysis.
That's a good one.
I'll go this year's Devin Funchess. he's going to score more than Rashard Matthews. Rashard Matthews also has Matt Castle to deal with for the next week or two.
Yeah.
Devin Funchess or Devontae Parker?
I think Devontae Parker could have a monster season, but Jay Cutler don't throw for more than 230 yards in a game anymore. It's been like a long time now. Damn.
I got Parker right ahead of him. It's staying there for now, but it may the needle may move soon, but I think Parker has more upside still.
I'm going to maybe still stick with Parker, but I think probably
Once Matt Moore gets in there, things will change.
So that's a razor-thin one for you.
It really is. Me I would too. Like to see Matt Moore in there. If Matt Moore's in there, then I really...
Yeah. You
know. Mr. Executive.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Oh, man, this is a tough call right here. Just give me the play. The guy with playing with the... Oh, man, I can't believe I'm about to say Devin Funchess over Devontae Parker. It's crazy.
Would you say Devin Funchess over Jarvis Landry?
No.
I wouldn't either.
In the PPR, it's tough because you just...
Landry may be 10 catches for 30 yards, but you still get the 10 catches.
Remind you, since Olsen went down last three games for Devin Funchess, 10 targets, 4 for 58, 9 targets, 7 for 70 and 2, 8 targets, 7 for 53 and 1. Very consistent.
Yep.
Very consistent.
It's hard to argue with those numbers.
It really is. All right, that's kind of the either or there for Devin Funchess. Wow. Crazy. I guess it's wrong. I mean, I've been wrong on this guy when it comes to Devin Funchess. Not that we all weren't, but a couple other headlines for you. No Wendell Smallwood. He did not practice again yesterday. He's doubtful for tomorrow's game against Carolina, the aforementioned. More Corey Clement and LeGarrette Blount. We'll come back, do a couple more either ors, and there's two more guys I got to bring up for Corey Parson here that he didn't get quite right. Talk about them on the other side. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tom Greg Sussman sent you.
Roto Experts in the Morning, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You can learn how to prevent and stop blood cancer by becoming a bone marrow donor. Please, please, please check it out, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. There's more information there to...
This is when Mr. Sussman gets serious.
Serious?
No, it is. You're right, Greg. I'm going to turn my microphone off. Sorry.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. It is serious. It's not really, you know, it's not a joke to be able to actually stop people from dying. You swab your cheeks, you send it in, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. There's no requirement by any means. Just read the information on the website. It's RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You click a link. Join a DFS game that we run over through the link. And then you have a chance to qualify for the Super Bowl. If you win any of the first 16 weeks, you go to week 17. You win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl in Minnesota. Pretty awesome deal. But the more important thing than that is reading all the information available to you at rotoexperts.com/DKMS.
Yeah, show that the fantasy football community can get behind something very positive. You know, swab your cheeks, like Greg said, or just make a donation.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay.
It's a great cause. It's free. Chance to go to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can turn your mic on now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So let's talk about another player.
Get out of the corner.
Now that he's still in the corner, I got to ask you about this, Corey. I want to ask you about the wide receiver, other than T.Y. Hilton, that you were super high on in that first round. I want to ask about Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay. I thought you was going to bring on Amari Cooper. I was getting ready to leave.
Well, I don't think you were any higher or lower on Amari Cooper than everybody else was, in my opinion. I felt that Brandon Cooks was like, you know, you stomped your foot for this dude, and it's like, listen, this guy, pull him up in the first round, that's where you should go.
Yeah.
You were in on Brandon Cooks. Now, Cooks had the most targets of the season for him last week. I believe he had 8 targets for New England last Thursday night. Cooks on the year, he hasn't been disgusting by any means.
No.
He has 2 touchdowns, 18 receptions, 379 yards, 32 targets, 18 receptions. That's fine. But it's not what you expected when you drafted him in the first round. Are you buying Brandon Cooks right now?
Yeah, I'm buying Brandon Cooks because an injury is coming in that New England Patriot receiving corps. Whether it be Amendola, whether it be Gronk, the person more than likely to stay healthy and give you optimum health throughout the course of the whole season would be Brandon Cooks. Don't get me wrong, the Cooper Kupp truth is you are absolutely 100% correct. Son is getting it done. And I just be honest with you, I might take Hogan over did I say Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, you did. The different Rocky Marciano.
Sorry. Sorry, I got their hue threw me off.
really? What are you trying to say here?
Chris Hogan. You guys were right on Hogan. Right now, Hogan's playing better ball than Brandon Cooks, better chemistry with Brady. Once the injuries start to come, they will come to that New England passing core. I think him and Brady get more rapport. I thought he was going to be this amazing downfield threat. I don't know if Tom Brady can wing it like that anymore.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. You know, Brady, doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't have to do it. But, you know, with all the passes that Cooks put caught in New Orleans, you know, he can run other routes effectively if he's needed to. And, you know, he should be able to take, you know, take a slant, take it to the house, et cetera. You know, the opportunities just haven't been there. I think there's definitely better games going forward, but, you know, there'd be a few disappointing ones as well. And you have to ride the wave, whichever way it goes.
If Brandon Cooks was a stock, I would recommend him as a strong buy.
Strong buy.
The only time he really didn't get any targets, that was in New Orleans. Lattimore did do a great job.
Which is crazy.
It was just crazy. And he did get tackled on the one. He was on the 1 yard line. He was right there. Look, he's got 88, 131, 85. He's been getting targeted. It's, you know, not what you expected, but nobody does more with less than Brandon Cooks.
Okay. One other name, Corey, that you were super out on, not that a lot of people were, but you certainly were as well. You wanted no part of this dude, C.J. Anderson. And you hated C.J. Anderson coming in this year. Now, like I said, a lot of people did. C.J. Anderson's been very reliable in 2017. I think that's the best name best word you can use to describe him. It's been reliable. And when it comes to running backs, that's all we're looking for.
Yeah, no doubt. He's out there. He's out there. He's getting carries. Injuries haven't done anything to him yet. The Denver Bronco offense looks better than it did last year, playing well behind Simeon and that O-line. C.J. Anderson is a thing. That C.J., I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I need to go through and look at draft boards. Maybe I was on wide receivers, but that area, that C.J. Anderson, Amir Abdullah area, I'm trying to think, who the hell was I drafting there? In that area that I don't have, like, I'm trying to figure out who I was
running back did you wait it on?
I feel like I might have been drafting James White when those guys were going off the board, but that might have been a little bit too early.
Here's the thing with you,
Jamison Crowder, Martavis Bryant, Bilal Powell.
You on Powell.
You know who I was drafting? Tevin Coleman.
Yeah. And you liked Powell too.
Let's just take a quick look at T.J. Anderson's weeks in a PPR. 9.8, 30, 30.4, 6.3, 15.2.
It's not that impressive when you go week to week.
The Cowboy game is really skewed. Look, he's been good.
Reliable.
He's been good.
Reliable is the word.
But I think some people are viewing him better than he's actually been.
Look, okay. In my in-season ranks at rotoexperts.com, I got a number 10 at running back, and that's because he's been dependable. You look at the numbers, he's had that big Cowboys game. You don't take that away. There's another 15-point game. He's getting volume. That's the thing. He's getting volume. He's finishing off drives. The one thing about C.J. Anderson, though, is that never, ever in his career has he ever played a full season wire-to-wire game 1 to game 16 where he's been the guy the whole schedule.
Yeah, I mean, just look at his career rushing totals. 179, 152, 110, 73.
There you go. Okay.
But you know what, though? He's getting it done right now, and those are in-season ranks. Right now, you have C.J. Anderson. You got to roll with him.
All righty. Here we go. Let me continue on a little either or, going back to the wide receivers now, though. When it comes to the wide receivers, I want to bring up a big name. We talked about Brandon Cooks. He'll be in this mix. I want to talk about Doug Baldwin. I mentioned to him earlier on this week that, you know, no one's talking about Doug Baldwin. Everyone thinks Doug Baldwin's going to be fine. We love Doug Baldwin. But, you know, he's been a bit of a letdown as somebody that was taken as your wide receiver one at the beginning of the second round, maybe end of the first, depending on how much you like them. Doug Baldwin has been a bit of a disappointment to me as a wide receiver one. I'd like to try to figure out where you guys see him going forward. So let me throw it out at you. Doug Baldwin or Brandon Cooks?
Doug Baldwin.
Stick with Doug Baldwin.
I have Doug Baldwin in my in-season ranks one spot ahead of Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
Baldwin had a big game, what was it, 3 weeks ago? And then he hurt his groin late in that game. I think this is still...
Scott, did you fix his groin for him?
Mr. Sussman.
Sorry.
Yeah. Such a junior high schooler.
You got to tell Mr. Sussman, Corey said something that interrupted the class.
You did that yesterday yourself. Anyway, Doug Baldwin, you know, hurt the groin, but I think he's going to be better going forward because this is always, since day one of his NFL career, been Russell Wilson's main go-to guy on any kind of route.
Last season, from weeks 1 through 16 in a PPR, Doug Baldwin was number 6 overall. Brandon Cooks was number 7. I think they're right there with each other. I'm going to say Cooks because I think Cooks it's going to get much better for him. And I think Baldwin's the more consistent type.
Okay. So if you're the there with those guys, it might be a little bit easier than I expected. Okay. Doug Baldwin or Jordy Nelson?
I gotta say Jordy, but I'm concerned about the thing. And Jordy's game has changed. It has changed. He's not that player prior to his injury anymore. But just the amount of red zone targets he gets, it's just insane. There's too much volume there.
It's not close for me. It's Jordy Nelson. You know, the guy is a touchdown master. He might as well be a goal line back and wide receiver. And I still think when he gets in better health, I still think you're going to see deep touchdowns too. It's not even close for me. Jordy's still top five for me.
Doug Baldwin.
Going Doug Baldwin over Jordy.
Baldwin.
It's not close for Scott. You're going Doug. How come?
I'm going Doug Baldwin.
I know why.
Don't do that, Scott. I'm going Doug Baldwin because it's other pieces in Green Bay's offense.
Okay.
Randall Cobb, Devonta Adams, they're going to get involved. When Russell
There's
Wilson,
always been other
when
pieces.
Russell Wilson and Doug Baldwin get it going a little bit later in the month of November, when they get on their thing and they start rocking and rolling, the two of them, Doug Baldwin is... I'm going to say Doug Baldwin over a lot of people that we're about to name, Greg.
I agree with you, but not over Jordy. Like Jordy's still like a top five superstar.
I'm a humongous Jordy Nelson supporter. A big Jordy Nelson supporter. But I'm taking Doug Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin may be the best pure route runner in the NFL, but he's not Jordy Nelson.
I don't care how many other weapons they have. When he's healthy, he is the number one guy in that red zone for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers trusts
and
him more than anybody else.
Too.
Look, when he's not there, things change. You saw Adams get elevated.
And a big difference, Doug Baldwin, even in the year when he caught all those touchdowns, he has never been a consistent red zone receiver.
Doug Baldwin or T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y. Hilton.
Quickly from Modica.
T.Y. Hilton, more yardage upside.
This is a push.
Yeah, you can't push.
I can't. Yeah, no, you can't.
There's only
it's called either or.
Get off the
either or.
You can't push on the radio, right?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Give me T.Y. Hilton by a hair.
T.Y. Hilton by a hair.
Goodness.
All right, so the other names that I have here, if you like Doug Baldwin over some of these bigger guys, you'll definitely like Baldwin over them, so I'm going to go through them quickly. Everyone likes Doug Baldwin over Michael Crabtree going forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doug Baldwin over Chris Hogan going forward?
I'll take Hogan right now.
Hogan!
More touchdowns.
Baldwin. But it's close.
Hogan by hair.
That means you have Hogan over Cooks. Wow! More on Chris Hogan when we come back to Roto Experts in the Morning.
Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
All right, a little bit of breaking news for you. Deshaun Kizer officially benched this weekend. Kevin Hogan, the starter for Cleveland. Another reason I like Ricardo Lewis. Just saying. Dollar make you holler.
Something's sucking back in my mouth. I think you, I can see that. Speculative ad on Ricardo Lewis because of that.
Gotta love the tight end now for touchdowns.
David Njoku.
Yeah. I like that too.
I like David Njoku too. Good call, Scotty.
Anybody? Isaiah Crowell?
You gotta think you gotta like it.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
All right.
Duke Johnson.
We should do something. We should bring some kind of clergy in here. We're multi-denominational though. We should bring some kind of a clergy member in here. And try to put a good spirit on Isaiah Crowell.
I don't know him anymore.
You're not that invested in it.
Or you can give Ted Finn his last rites.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
All right, guys, before we went to break.
Guy, can you find us a clergy to bring in?
Why is it my job?
You'd been in the longest. You always talk about, oh, I'm 20 years, I built this company.
It's your idea.
All right, I'll reach out to somebody.
Yeah. Two of the three of you at the table chose Chris Hogan over Doug Baldwin. I want to make it clear.
Maybe I might have to go back on that.
I don't know. It's tough. Well, you were not.
I think I'm going to say Doug Baldwin.
You're going back. Well, are you going to go back on it?
I'm going Doug Baldwin.
Is
an NFL receiver, Doug Baldwin. Is a fantasy producer, I'm going to say Chris Hogan. He's going, Tom Brady definitely is very, very comfortable with him. Yes,
so,
I'm not going back on it.
Okay, so you're not going back on it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought Corey chose it. I apologize, Scott.
I said it was close. The fact that it's close lets you know that Chris Hogan is getting it done. You know, I'll be honest with you, full disclosure, if you had to pick a fantasy MVP right now, it could very well be, it's like Deshaun Watson, Chris Hogan.
Kareem Hunt.
He's got to be the MVP.
These are the nominations, Greg. It's a nominating process, Mr. Sussman.
I got them four spots apart in my in-season ranks.
Where is Chris Hogan on the list?
10.
So you have Doug Baldwin outside your top 12?
It's 14.
Who do you have in between 10 and 14, just for fun?
Let me pull that up.
It's not impressive.
Neither were half of your predictions.
To be fair, I did make it 10 and 10.
Nice one, Scott.
The bad ones were easier to find.
All right. It's kind of clear how you guys feel about Doug Baldwin. I'm going to change it up. And I'm going to go to the other hot player that we've been talking about all week and that we're getting a lot of questions about all week long. That's Martavis Bryant. Martavis Bryant has been a very, very popular one. So let's play a little either or Martavis Bryant. We start with the obvious. Martavis Bryant or Sammy Watkins? Maybe not so obvious.
It's really tough. I mean, I like both these guys, but Ben's like the worst. Guy's like the worst quarterback rating on deep passes right now, I believe. I might have to say Bryant. It's a better offense, I believe, going forward. I got to think Ben's not done. He's broken right now. He has thrown to Bryant pretty much every week. I'm going to say Bryant because Watkins' schedule with the cornerbacks.
Bryant over Watkins. Mr. King.
Okay. By the way, to answer your other question,
yes,
I have Hogan at 11, then Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, and then Baldwin. I have these two right next to each other in the in-season ranks right now on rotoexperts.com. I have Martavis Bryant ahead, though, because I think there's a better shot of him rebounding.
So you got Martavis Bryant 39th?
Let me see.
I think you said earlier you had Sammy Watkins 40.
No, I said I had Adrian Peterson 40.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I got them, let's see. I have, actually, it's like right around there. Actually, I got Sammy Watkins at 40.
That was great. That was awesome.
Yeah. Martavis at 39.
I'm the crazy one, though. You know what I'm saying?
You are.
I'm going Martavis Bryant. I think that schedule frees up on the back end. You know what I'm saying? You start to see that action down the field. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, in a sunken place right now. I think better times. I think sunshine is coming for them.
Sunshine. Eagle sunshine when he's gone.
Martavis Bryant or Terrell Pryor, Corey?
Terrell Pryor for me.
You're not Corey.
Matt had to get in on that one. I'm going to go Martavis Bryant, but I'd be willing to buy on Pryor.
So you're going Bryant over Pryor?
Yeah.
I think when I have Bryant, I got Pryor 9 spots ahead of Bryant in the in-season ranks. I think when Pryor turns it around, he's going to be more dependable.
You really just went off the Pryor boat, huh? You're on that ship.
Jumped right off.
You didn't even get a life jacket. You just jumped off.
Look, I got him listed as a wide receiver 3 right now.
I
was drafted as a wide receiver 1, but you know,
in the second round.
Yeah, I was.
Jumped right off.
I'd still rather have him than Crowell.
I mean, I would too, Scott.
Yeah. Finally, I got him 2 spots ahead of your boy Amari Cooper.
Cooper be all right.
Cooper will be all right. All right. Martavis Bryant or Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Martavis.
I'd be interested. If you take where we're at right now in week 5, and then you go for week 5 to week 16, right? It's going to be interesting to see where Amari Cooper ends up at.
Interesting stat on Cooper. He's gone 13 consecutive games without 80 yards receiving.
That's crazy. That it just has to change.
It has to. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's crazy.
We've been saying that for about a dozen
Martavis
weeks.
Bryant or Larry Fitzgerald?
Larry Fitz. Larry Fitz. Not, the volume.
Yeah. Back to back. Yeah, okay, easy.
Fitzgerald's last 16 games, he's been targeted 154 times, 108 receptions, 989 yards,
it's probably brought him
two
here.
Touchdowns, yeah. I believe. Yeah,
it's like Rain Man right there.
And yeah. You know what? It's the safer thing. He's basically become like a tight end. He's become like a Zach Ertz type kind of player. He's going to get the targets. Security, I got to go him. I mean, he's just getting those targets.
It's too much work. He gets too much work.
Larry Fitzgerald, multiple targets per game.
Martavis Bryant or Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen.
Quickly, Adam Thielen.
Once Thielen starts scoring, it will be close.
Martavis Bryant got a quarterback that is his quarterback.
I need Ben in a couple spots.
Adam Thielen's been playing better without a quarterback.
Adam Thielen's been really good. He was good last season.
The only thing
is
you're not getting the touchdowns from Thielen, but I think they'll come.
I have concerns with Case Keenum as well. I mean, I tweeted it out on Monday night, though. Case Keenum time, that gift was one of my favorites.
What do you got against Thielen?
I don't have nothing against Thielen, Scott. Would you stop trying to do that? Matter of fact, I'll show you what I have against Thielen. I'll take Adam Thielen over Martavis Bryant.
Finally.
Martavis Bryant or Devontae Parker?
Devontae Parker, not close for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I still believe.
I really like Devontae Parker a lot, but the fact that he is freaking that injury pissed me off. Number one,
yeah. Pissed him off. It pissed him off.
Pissed me off in my Staten Island league.
Scott's gonna be chewing this phone shortly. I'm gonna say Devontae.
That's not nice, Scott.
I'm gonna say Devontae Parker.
Okay.
What, you mentioned slices before?
But I was 41 slices. You do it every day, Scott.
What?
You do it every day.
And you, so do you.
Every day is ethnic humor every, with you, Scott.
Every day it's some sort of humor with you, too.
Never ethnic, Scott. Yeah, I respect people.
You can't let the guy do a DKMS read.
Jarvis Landry or Martavis Bryant?
Jarvis Landry, easy.
You have to go, like I said, the reason I went Fitzgerald is the same reason you got to go Landry, I guess.
Yeah.
Martavis Bryant or Alshon Jeffrey?
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey didn't get targeted last week. The targets have gone down the last couple of
weeks.
He's catching touchdowns, though. The fact that Wentz is going to throw the ball 30-plus times every week, I have to go with him.
There's no yardage there, but you get the touchdowns and some catches.
I mean, and I think the yardage comes. I think he comes. I think he try to figure
Carson
out a way to
Wentz
scheme
is not throwing him enough 50-50 balls. He's got to change that.
Listen to this. Who would you rather? This is interesting. The fact that this is even a conversation is kind of crazy. Alshon Jeffrey or Nelson Aguilar rest of the way?
Alshon Jeffrey.
I don't think it's that close at all.
No, I got them about 35 spots apart.
And then you look at it and they'll be right together.
They ain't going to stay that way.
Tyrell Williams or Martavis Bryant?
Martavis Bryant.
Tyrell Williams has been disappointed.
I want Travis Benjamin.
Is Tyrell Williams droppable?
I'd rather have Travis Benjamin.
He's not top 40.
Is he droppable?
16 roster spots.
Yes.
You can consider it, yeah.
No, don't do that. You can consider it. Is he droppable, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So are you picking up Nelson Aguilar over Tyrell Williams, for instance?
No.
16 roster spots, you cut him.
Are you picking up Ricardo Lewis for him?
No.
Okay.
I might consider that. I'm not in the
Ricardo Lewis thing.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, as much as I'm...
Are you picking up Geronimo Allison for him?
Only if I know, like, Jordy is hurt.
Today, waiver wire is obviously going through. No, not
but see, the reason you have to get Allison now, if he's on your waiver wire, was if one of these Packers goes down, he's not going to be cheap. And you can get him cheap now.
I spent $2 on him every week. Every single week. I drop him on Sunday, I pick him back up on Tuesday.
That's called a golf club, Scott.
Mr. King. Snap
clap.
Last one for you here when it comes to Martavis Bryant. Bryant or Devin Funchess?
Devin Funchess.
More
dependable.
There it is.
Wow.
Devin Funchess.
I hate to say it, I really hate to say that, but right now, things you can't ignore.
Crazy.
Embrace it.
You
crazy.
Can't ignore volume, targets, all that stuff. You just can't ignore it. And it's not like it was a 1 week thing, and then they went away.
What week did our son go out? Greg Olsen.
Week two.
Week two.
I'd be interested to see his targets from week two till now.
I literally said that out loud.
He's got like 27 targets.
10 minutes ago.
He's got like 27 targets.
No. I'm talking about
10 targets in week three, nine targets in week four, eight targets in week.
That's not how I'm looking at it. That's not how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it differently. I'm looking at it. I want to see the whole thing.
His targets are very, very good.
No. We'll come back. I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about.
We'll also wrap up the show and continue to celebrate Corey's birthday. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Roto Experts in the Morning. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the birthday of the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. What up? Happy birthday.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that, Mr. Sussman.
I have one more present for you.
What's up?
It's the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Good morning,
Jake. Oh, you pointed to the door. I thought Jake was in the building. I'm going to say he's here today?
Imagine.
I just was texting with Jake last night.
That would have been great. Music come busting through the door.
Yeah.
And everybody started chanting, check the link. I can see that.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to rock out on the frenzy today.
I know what you're saying.
I love it. Jake.
Putting the show together as we speak.
It's been a rough morning.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jake, I do want to ask you a couple things, and they're mainly surrounding Devin Funchess, where I've realized by playing a little either or with the guys this morning that Devin Funchess is extremely reliable to everybody, that they are all in believing Devin Funchess. I'll be the first to admit. You said it on both on Target and on the Frenzy that, listen, this guy is for real. I'm doing it. And I was like, this guy's lost it, the all-in kid. But here he is, 27 targets over his last three games. Corey told us during the break that the past 2 weeks he's been top 10 in targets for any receiver in the NFL. How reliable week-to-week right now is Devin Funchess?
If he's 100% healthy, I think he's at least a wide receiver three going forward with that kind of reliability. The fact is what I brought up with this is when it goes back to Greg Olsen, is that he can fill in kind of like a Quincy Enunwa was doing for the Jets last year. He's the hybrid role. He's a big body wide receiver, but it's also absorbing what's left by Greg Olsen. The only problem is this week, he's not 100% healthy, and it's a short week. So being healthy, I actually think he's more reliable than Kelvin Benjamin, as we've seen so far, because Benjamin's been banged up too. But I take him as a wide receiver three. But both Corey and Matt know this. I've been taking him as a wide receiver three in either format going forward.
Yeah, he has been.
I got him listed as a wide receiver two as my in-season ranks, like in that mid-range right now. And, you know, Enunwa, yeah, I see the role, but, you know, he's going to score more touchdowns than a guy like Enunwa.
Enunwa.
Yeah, Jake just mentioned him.
I was making the comparison to last year.
I got lost a little bit. Darn it, that was a play I wanted to talk about right quick.
Sure.
Like, who would you rather have? ROS?
Not ROC.
ROS. Devin Funchess or Chris Hogan?
Chris Hogan.
That's easy. I bet. Now, I'll be honest with you. When he was on the waiver, he was in one waiver wire in one of my big leagues, and he was sitting right there. And this was like Funchess a week ago. And I was like, wow, he's sitting right there, and I didn't pick him up. That was a mistake on my part. Funchess can be a thing. I just think he sucks. You know what I'm saying? He's not an inspiring guy to me, but you know what? He's getting to work right now. He's getting it done. I messed up on that one. Yeah, really, I've been saying that a lot this morning.
When you look at, you can't always look at it from a scouting perspective, because it's not always the talent. You know, they're like, look, yep, Martavis Bryant's got a lot of talent. What has he done this year?
Talent always wins, Scott. That's why I'm here, Scott. Talent always rises to the top, Scott.
No, you're just loud. But talent doesn't always rise to the top. We've seen guys fail who have talent.
You know,
and he doesn't need to be exceptional. He's a solid player. That's what he's always been.
He's what Cam likes, a big target.
Yeah, an oversized wide receiver or a fast tight end. He fits the offense, and now with the opportunity, that's just making the difference.
So, no, look, 3 weeks in a row, he's got.
It's a thing.
Cam said in the press conference before belittling that woman. That, well, seriously, no. He said he mentioned Benji, and he said Devin. He expected big things from Funches in that game versus the Lions.
Going why did that lady? That lady didn't come to the game this past week. Like she sat out. Why? Did anybody know why? Okay.
Probably because of her tweets from 3 years ago.
Jake, just to be clear, would you rather have Martavis Bryant or Devin Funchess?
Oh, Funchess is not even close.
Jake, yeah. Jake, not a Martavis Bryant guy.
There you go. We take a break because Fantasy Frenzy is up next, and that is a trade question for Jake. I'm excited about to hear about that. For Matt Modica, for Corey Parson, and for the King, Scott Angle, who's just, I don't know what he's doing. I'm
55
Greg
is the mic.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody. Happy birthday, Corey. Goodbye.